Jacob, what is wrong with you?
This one's on Dan. This one's completely on Dan Pashman.
It's our last day, and you and Pashman are playing Huey Lewis in the news on the return?
No comment?
No comment. It's like a New York journalist. Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart. I take no responsibility for this music. And on this last day of the BPP, we are bringing you some new stories, but we're also revisiting some of our favorite guests. Could you please turn this off? I'm going to give people some nice ear sorbet to get that out of their heads. Since day one, music has been a big part of the BPP. We've had more than 30 musical guests perform in the past year. And one of the first, and one of the best, a lot of people say, is Ben Harper. He didn't just perform. He actually gave Luke Burbank and me a pep talk as we embarked on this big NPR experiment. But we began by talking about Ben's latest album, Lifeline, which was recorded in just 1 week. He told us about the importance of embracing imperfection. Did you go back and do things again, or is it just that first take was the thing?
Oh, and every once in a while we do two takes, but usually it was the first thing, which enabled us to do record and mix it in a week.
All right,
if we went two and three takes down the line, it would have been a different kind of a session, and it'd be a different sounding record.
What do you mean, a different kind of session?
Well, it's just a different kind of session. The record's going to have a different feel.
Are you okay with there being certain little imperfections, because that's sort of part of the thing?
Yeah, we all had to embrace that, and be brave enough to say that's what's going to give it its strongest voice, is knowing that the rawness is a part of the sound.
Was that hard to do? To embrace that?
It's been a growth. I don't look back on my own work, but I think if I did, I'd see myself letting go up to this point and finally truly letting go more so than I ever have, as far as being inhibited by my own definition of perfection.
Is that a confidence thing too? Because
this is
a fairly new radio show, and every time we mess up, we look at each other and kind of go, gulp. Maybe if we've been doing it 10 years and people know that we're legit, maybe... Is that part of it for you?
No, I was not worried about the legitimacy issue, nor should you guys be, because you're behind the mic.
Thank you, Ben Harper.
It's your gig, and that's why you're talking and other people are listening.
We hope.
No, that's just that's it. And at a certain point, you have to embrace that and own it. There's no room for false modesty. It's more irritating than overconfidence. There's never enough people with good ears in your media, in your profession. So I'm excited that you're out there and doing it. And NPR, what a great, I mean, it's NPR, man. You guys got the gig.
Yeah, we
do. Tell me about it.
That's pretty sweet.
I mean, that's significant.
All the tote bags you can eat. It's pretty
you guys,
awesome.
You guys got tote bags coming out of the woodworks here?
You need a water bottle?
We got tote bags. Get our tote bags, man. We'll get you one, too.
No, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's NPR, for crying out loud.
Well, all of the Ben Harper fans are saying, you two, be quiet.
Yes,
Ben
seriously.
Harper play.
They'll look you in the eyes and stone you, then turn and disown you. Don't you let them take the fight out of you. Walk all over your name till they find someone else to blame. Don't let it take the fight out of you. Secrets hide their lies inside hidden alibis. Don't you let it take the fight out of you. They put the world on a hook. It's worse every time I look. Don't let them take the fight out of you. I would rather take a punch than not give you a shot. I'd rather find out who you are than who you're not. Should have known better than to mistake business for love. Should have known better than to mistake a fist for a glove. It will be in your honor till you're not needed any longer. Don't let them take the fight out of you. Don't believe the headline. friends, check it for yourself sometimes. Don't let them take the fight out of you. The lies you live become you. The love you lose, it numbs you. Don't let it take the fight out of you. They'll say that you've arrived. That's just a high-class bribe. Don't let it take the fight out of you. I would rather take your punch than not give you a shot. Rather find out who you are than who you're not. Should've known better than to mistake business for love. Should've known better than to mistake a fist for a glove. There's always someone younger, someone with more hunger. Don't let them take the fight out of you. They'll say you're one and only, they straight up leave you lonely. Don't you let them take the fight out of you. Like a transplant patient waiting for a donor, don't let them take the fight out of you. Like a half-empty balloon after a party in the corner, don't let it take the fight out of you.